This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Kit, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Do you like that?
Yeah, that's the first one you've ever provided, Rob, isn't it? You've provided this yourself, right?
Well, yes, because I got given this direct from a, let's say, a celeb.
So is that a celeb's voice?
That's a celeb... No, it's a celeb's child.
No. Is that the celeb who's saying, Kit, can you say?
Yeah, so that's the celebrity's wife, Izzy. So that's Izzy Judd. With Kit and Izzy
Harry Judd,
married to Harry Judd from McFly and Strictly Champion.
That was tight for me, Rob. I'd say I was 80% confident when I said Harry Judd then.
What other famous Judds are they? Judd Apatow.
I was thinking the snooker player, Judd Trump.
Yeah, I know. That would have been a terrible, terrible guess.
It would have been odd, wouldn't it?
When would I cross paths with
Judd
Trump?
I know, and why
would
she have taken his first name as her surname? That would be a very, very big decision.
Well, no one wants Trump.
True.
Izzy Trump. Izzy, who's a big fan of the show, and Harry Judd was on my Radio 2 show talking about cricket bats that he collects, and he said, oh, look, my wife recorded this. I think they call that nepotism in the biz.
Yeah, you know, jobs for the boys, isn't it? It's jobs for the boys.
Old school.
We'll go back to, you know, the salt of the earth man and woman in the street recordings next episode, but you know.
Well, if you do see me in the street with your children, with your children.
call the authorities.
If you see me in the street with your children, you're with your children in the street, then I can record it on my phone of them doing it. But you know,
if you want to record your children in the street, that's fine. Rob would walk around the street with a boom mic. And if anyone wants them to record their children...
Yeah, I've got a lot of work on actually this week.
We're on Bromley High Street between 1 and 3 on Saturday recording children.
I won't. Don't say that. People will turn up. I think they would. The police! Some sort of pedo sting. And Rob's I'll be on Facebook Live. There they corner your citizen's arrest with a big folder of evidence. We believe you're meeting children here to record them. Yes, I am, but it sounds worse. Anyway, so thank you, Izzy, Harry and Kit for the message. But that's the only one I've done. That was only because I saw him yesterday and I said I'd do it. But yeah, keep emailing them.
Keep emailing them. They'll never end. And, shall I start talking about my week, Rob? What a week.
Yes, let you go your week, because I should say, for all the people that have asked, Lou's fine now and she's at home, she's all good, so we're all back settled into the groove. It's not been easy, but she's home, so I'll get that out early doors. But how's your week been, Josh? Because I know it's been awful.
I think the weird thing was, we recorded last week.
Yeah.
So we're on a slight delay here, aren't we, Rob? Because we're like about a week ahead, if you're listening.
Yeah, we're going to have a little break over Easter, so we're sort of getting a few done a bit early. So we're a little bit like about a week ahead.
So anyway, we had a lovely Christmas day, obviously. That was...
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? It was good, actually, wasn't it? Because, you know, I thought 2030 would be a weird Christmas. It feels so far in the future, doesn't it? But it was actually just normal, wasn't it?
It was. So here we go. What was I going to say?
Your week.
Yeah,
talk us through it.
Last time we left each other was on like Monday morning last week, and you were having an absolutely torrid time.
Yeah, I don't think I said it though, actually, but Lou's mum got COVID that afternoon after the recording. So we lost childcare for that week as well.
God.
My mum and dad had to stay up, but they're so old now, and they were, by the end of the week, my mum looked like she'd been kidnapped and we just rescued her. You know when you see people that have been saved from kidnap, yeah, and they come in and they're safe and they're cuddling, but everyone goes, let's get them to a hospital and get them checked out because they look exhausted. That's how my mum looked. She looked like she'd been trafficked.
So when did your week get better? When did you come out of the darkness?
Well, basically, Lou came home the Tuesday night, and then I had to go to Chester on Thursday and Friday. But yeah, by about now, it's all right.
Yeah, so it
was fine. Yeah, Lou's feeling much better and stuff now. But then I did, because I did that Royal Albert Hall, and the kids had got me up at 5, and I had to get, and I was up with them from 5, and I did all the school run, then I had to do loads of work in the day, and I did the Royal Albert Hall. And I've been doing this thing now, Josh, where I go, you're not actually as tired as you think, it's just your brain telling you you're tired, and it's giving you that narrative. But in that moment of whatever you're doing, you've normally got enough energy, you know, because you think...
That's what's going to lead you having an absolute breakdown at some point.
Yeah, this is what happened. I was telling myself that. I got on stage at Royal Albert Hall, there's 6,000 people there. I was a bit overwhelmed by all the people. The gig went well, but in between the laughs, when I was trying to link to a new bit, my brain went, no, Rob, you are actually too tired to do this. God. Which is not the thought you need on stage.
Oh, God. How long were you doing?
20 minutes, 15, 20. God. I was closing it. So I had to wait so long. So I was up at 5. I was on stage at 10:30.
Oh,
I was all
God,
over the place.
Rob.
But yeah, anyway, that sort of felt like the peak of it. And then it's all calmed down now in our house. Plenty of things have happened to talk about, but I think we should start with your week, Josh.
Yeah. One final thing on up at 5.
Yeah.
We're recording this the day after the Monday after the clocks have gone forward.
Fucking the stupid clocks.
Rob, I'm all behind it, this one. This one's good.
Okay. So the kids are sleeping in a bit longer.
Yeah, I'm using this to adjust his sleep times.
Oh,
I'm trying to use nature against my own child. I'm trying to kind of like riding a wave.
So this is the good one. It's the
this
one
is
when
the
it
one.
Goes back to the bad.
Yeah. So he woke up today, rather than at 5:30. He normally wakes up 5:30 to 6.
Yeah.
This morning he woke up at 7.
But it was technically 6.
It was 10:06, but we're just going to move his bedtime later. We're going to use this to shunt everything an hour.
Love it. Keep me posted. Yeah. But this can be great. So you're basically riding a wave into an extra hour of sleep. Well, extra hour in the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
But as you will hear when my week unfolds, the clock moving was the final nail in the coffin of my week. So we'll start on Monday.
So we finished recording the show.
Yeah. Rose isn't very well. She's gone to the dentist.
I think she's got it round the wrong way. She's not going down the GP for a root canal, is she?
No. She's got a dentist appointment anyway. Hygienist appointment anyway. She's coming back. She had to get off at Bethnal Green to be sick, Rob.
Oh, no.
On the tube. Yeah. That is not a good sign.
Oh, there's lovely new clean teeth.
There's lovely new... Do you know what? She could have been sick an hour earlier and it would have been far worse.
Yeah, true. People, so she's been to the hygienist and she's been sick at Bethnal Green Tube Station on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
There's a feeling that there's a sickness bug going around nursery. So she goes to bed. No. She's not well.
Okay.
Tuesday, she's not well again, but she's a bit better. Right?
Okay.
Wednesday.
So you're taking the lead on all the childcare at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I can't even remember what I'm doing. Let me have a look.
Was she working as well?
I can't remember.
Last
where.
Leg.
Oh, Tuesday we got childcare because I was doing blankety-blank, Rob.
So you got some...
Yeah.
Just slip in a bit of blankety-blank.
You
so
can't
you...
pull out on blankety-blank.
You can't take a child to blankety-blank.
You can't take a child to blankety-blank.
Yeah.
Right. And obviously my daughter's at nursery. So Wednesday then, I had to do the last leg meeting on Zoom.
Yep.
While holding my son throughout.
Yeah.
I did the Zoom in the kitchen... Blocked off the kitchen, and then I just chase him around the kitchen or hold him for the whole meeting. And then at about lunchtime, I thought, this is interesting. I haven't actually eaten yet today, and I don't feel hungry at all.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know it's coming.
Yeah, I thought that's not a good sign.
So this is
but
Wednesday,
bear in mind,
and have you got a busy week, have you?
I've got I had the Palladium, right, on Saturday, which we're recording.
Videoing. So you're going to do your tour show filmed special. So the 4 years of work into this show, and this will be the final version of it that's preserved forever.
But do you want an added extra? Do you want an added extra to this, Rob?
What?
We're doing it ourselves. We're producing it ourselves.
Yeah.
So we are financing it to then get the money back because we sold it, right?
So you're fronting up the money to film it and then in order to sell it.
Yeah.
Because DVDs don't exist anymore.
Because DVDs don't exist anymore. So, Rob, if it's cancelled, I am in a hole.
Oh, so you can't, because it's all your money, so you have to do it.
Yes.
So you haven't got the insurance, because then...
Bear in mind, I'm also... at this.
Sorry. Oh, my God. That's instantly given me a headache.
Bear in mind, I'm also at this point shitting myself. Because
literally.
On Friday at last leg, literally, on Friday at last leg, yeah. the person I'd spent all day with, Matthew Crosby, had then, on Saturday morning, tested positive for COVID.
Oh, you can't have the shits and COVID, can you, in one go?
You're like this. So the whole week I've been worrying about getting COVID.
Yeah.
And then...
because then you'd have to cancel the show because of COVID.
Cancel the show because of COVID, right. Which I'm not insured for.
Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Can you imagine the stress?
Oh, my God. And that's that money's just gone, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Just, the only if you had to cancel it for illness, the only option you've got is to just put that in the idiot tax and pay it all again.
Or never record it. But you've paid and you can't sell it.
No. Right, so that's Wednesday, right? Have you been... so you just
and
feel...
Rob.
Yeah.
I asked my agent, because she's been organising it,
yeah.
what I'd stand to lose.
Yeah.
And... I haven't got an exact figure, but from what I can tell, we're looking at about...
You'd never be able to deal with that mentally.
No, I know.
If you... You'd never be able to cope with the loss of that money. That would haunt you forever.
Yeah.
So what happened?
It's quite a stressful week.
Yeah.
Oh, I should add, I'm also, due to vanity,
yeah.
at the start of the week, I've been doing 1,500 calories a day to try and finally lose the last bit of weight because I'm worried about looking fat. Careful what you wish for, Rob, because I was on zero calories for the last 4 days of the week.
Oh my, you're going to look so thin.
I looked great. I looked too much. Best I've looked in years, mate. Anyway.
A massive head. Big lollipop head. No body.
Right,
so that's Wednesday. So that's Wednesday lunchtime.
So
you
Wednesday
actually, you haven't
lunchtime.
Actually been
no.
ill yet.
No. So Rose is still in bed at this point. I'm doing last leg meetings while chasing a child around the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then I start to feel like a clamping feeling on my stomach. But I'm like... part of me is like, this is just psychosomatic because I'm thinking about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what people talk about, like, believe it, dream it, achieve it? That is all bollocks, isn't it? Because you can't just believe you haven't got a stomach bug.
No, exactly, exactly. And so then Rose is still in bed, so I say, look, I say, I'll go to nursery. I'll get a taxi straight there, do the classic leave the taxi running, pick her up.
Yeah.
With my son
as well.
At this
stage, the bill's out of hand already.
Yeah,
you've got another
exactly.
taxi.
That's the least of our financial problems at this stage of the game. So I'm like, I'll take him in exchange for when I get back. I'll lie down for half an hour.
Because that's the thing, when you're unwell and your partner's unwell, you just, in your head, you go, oh, you're all right. But in your head, you're going, you need to be better. You yeah. need to be not unwell because I'm becoming unwell.
Yeah, exactly. But I thought that one of us might as well take the double hit here. There's no point in both of us struggling with a kid for half an hour.
No,
so
yeah.
So I get to nursery, pick up my daughter, get back in the taxi. She is trying to insist that I read her this book.
And you've got the baby as well.
Got the baby as well. And I start to feel really sick at this point. And she's trying to make me read in a car while I'm feeling sick. And I have to go, I'm really sorry, I just can't. I can't do that. I just can't. I feel sick.
But you did it on telly for all the other children. Why not me, Daddy? Why wouldn't you read for me?
It's really difficult with a child to explain your illness, because they do get it, don't yeah. they? But they don't...
Care. And what? They're almost like a CEO of a big company. Sorry I was late today, but yeah, I get it, but I don't care. You're fine.
Yeah, yeah. So, get back, get into the house, run straight upstairs to be sick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fully.
And it's like properly, you know, when you're like, that was everything.
My body going, this needs to be empty now.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
It's a bit like when you order a skip and your wife goes to the shed. Before you know it, it's all gone. It's a full clear out.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was sick again. And it was sick. So I was finally sick about 7:30. Then I'm like, go to bed. And
so the kids, who put the kids to bed?
Rose put the kids to bed.
So she's up a bit more with it now.
She basically was put in a position where she had to do that.
Because you're physically vomiting on the floor.
I'm being sick. I've gone up to the spare room so that my sickness doesn't wake up our son as she puts him to bed.
You're doing it in the spare room?
It's got an ensuite.
Oh, it's got an ensuite, I was going to say. All right. Yeah. Some benefits to all them steps. Got a nice toilet to be sick in all the way up there. It's a long way for it to go. What do you think, though? Like, your house is quite high. It's like a terrace, but like a townhouse almost high, isn't it? You just think it's a long way for all that water to go down in them pipes, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, do you know what, Rob? Yeah. We occasionally have problems with the pressure, but we won't go into that.
Okay.
And then go to sleep, go to bed.
Yeah.
5:15 the next morning.
Yeah.
We can hear movement in my daughter's room. She sleeps normally till 7.
Yeah.
She comes in, 5:15, says her stomach hurts.
Oh, no. You've not eaten for, what, nearly 48 hours at this point?
I'm in serious trouble. This is Thursday morning.
You're
by
weak.
This point.
You're that weak. Yeah. You know you've got no energy.
Yeah.
Is Rose better?
Rose is better, and I feel much better. When I went to sleep on Wednesday night, I thought, this is the worst I've felt since I had norovirus 10 years ago.
Oh, norovirus is the worst. It wasn't norovirus.
Well, I don't know. It wasn't dissimilar.
I nearly rang an ambulance when I had norovirus.
Yeah.
And Lou had to open every window in the house because of the smell.
Well, wait till Thursday night, because I did get close to thinking I'm actually going to...
So it gets what it got worse?
Well, I was better on Thursday, a bit better in the morning, but very, very weak. And
pathetically weak.
Pathetically weak.
Were you supposed to be working?
I was meant to be doing Margates that night. That was just not going to happen. It would have been a disaster. I thought I'm going to do this, and then my agent Flo, she was like, basically, she made the correct assumption that it would have been a disaster. When it got to Thursday evening, bloody hell, it would have been a disaster.
Okay, so you were in two minds, but they said, no, cancel this one so you can recover. So then what happened? So 8 o'clock you got on stage.
Well, then legally, it turned out, so last leg, I had on Friday.
Did you do it?
They spoke to me. Yeah, because they were like,
I watched it, obviously.
Yeah, of course. When was the last time you were sick?
Yeah.
I was like 7:30 on Wednesday. And they were like, well, you're not allowed on set within 48 hours of being sick.
Oh.
So legally, I was able to do last leg, but I had to just like turn up on the evening at about 8 p.m., which was
lovely.
Quite nice. Yeah, it was really good.
Just keep saying you've been sick every Wednesday morning.
I made myself sick every Wednesday at 7 p.m. from now on.
So what happened Thursday night?
Couldn't do Margate. Then, you know, when you're ill and you just descend in the evening.
Yeah.
My daughter was sleeping in with us because she was ill.
She'd been sick.
Oh, by the way, about 9 a.m., she threw up on the floor of the bathroom.
That's a nice thing to clear up.
Yeah, on Thursday morning.
Poor Rose, though, because she's like recovered.
She's recovering. She's furious.
Yeah, exactly, because she's still weak, but she's not the weakest.
No, exactly.
So she's having to do it all.
Yeah, and she's been lying there for 3 days, quite excited about when she gets off her...
Weakness.
Weakness, and then she's got this on her plate. So Thursday evening.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to eat all day, and... been hardly able to drink any water, because if you drink too much water, it just sits there. So you're basically doing tiny sips all day. So then I go to bed at 9 p.m. Our daughter said she wanted to sleep in our bed.
Yeah.
I was like, fine. So I made myself a camp bed on my own bedroom floor, Rob.
Really?
Yeah. The bed that we'd used when we slept in with her when she was ill, I was on that on our bedroom floor.
Yep.
And then in one of the better moments of the week, she saw it and she really wanted to sleep in it. So thank God I got my bed back.
Oh, so she went in that instead?
She went in that instead on our floor. I went to bed at 9. I was like, this is exactly what I need.
Yeah.
I couldn't get to sleep because I started feeling these really awful aching pain in my kidneys.
How did you know it was your kidneys?
Because they're the back bit. The back bit at the bottom of your back.
It's not all right, mate. You got little x-ray eyes. How did you know it was your my kidney?
I know my body.
You know where your kidneys are, mate.
I basically think I was dehydrated.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Kidney pain, dehydration symptoms, yeah, that's short.
Yeah. So I had to go downstairs.
Water loss happens through sweating, vomiting, diarrhea, and too much urine. Conditions such as diabetes can also lead to dehydration. Yeah, that's what you had, mate. All done. I'm an intern at a dentist now, so I'm quite good with helping people that are unwell.
And then I had to go downstairs, slowly sip a diuralite for an hour to try and get some kind of rehydration. Went to sleep Friday. Feeling a bit better. I had to do last leg. That was all right. And then Saturday, wake up. So Saturday's the Palladium day.
You're in the red. You've got to play an iconic venue. The worst you've ever felt.
The worst I've ever felt. Very weak. Lay in bed for a bit. And then Rose was like, are you not going to come to swimming with me to take our daughter swimming? And I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, haven't you?
So anyway, did you go swimming?
Yeah, I did. And do you know what? It was the best thing I did. Because it was the first time where it like took me out of the week. And it was like, oh, this is really nice and pleasant. And this is actually, I'm not thinking about the Palladium or being sick. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing. I think obviously for us, it's like doing a show like that. But if it's like a big presentation at work or you've got a big event or a big thing that's happening and whatever you do, sitting around stewing on it never really helps.
Totally.
So you're best off being distracted from it.
And I think there's another thing with that, which is like when you're going through a stressful week like that, you'll be like, oh, God, family stuff's adding to my stress. But actually, if you engage with it, it can take you out of your stress. Do you know what I mean? It can offer you an escape from the living hell of knowing you're performing at the Palladium without any food in your body for 72 hours.
So when did you eat on Saturday?
Yeah, so when I got there...
What was your first thing you ate?
I had a Pizza Express.
Okay, what's up, just margarita?
Do you know what? I had a Veneziana, the one that gives 25p to the Venice Fund.
Oh, that's good of you.
Because I'd say... 3 slices of toast over the previous 2 days.
Yeah.
And I was a bit bored of dough, so I wanted a bit of flavour.
Romana
base, I didn't want to go for a big fat base. I thought that would be an error.
Big fat base.
Didn't want to go for a big fat base.
Nice Romana, fair enough.
Nice Romana.
And did the show go well?
The show went well, and thank God. And do you know what, Rob? The energy after the show meant I could even have a drink.
Oh, the adrenaline. You had a drink?
I had a drink. Had a few beers after the show. We all went for a drink afterwards. I had vodka soda because I thought that's the most kind of...
Yes.
Yeah. And then I was like, do you know what? This is a great night. And then the bloody clocks changed and everything shut up early. So what was 1 o'clock was suddenly I was in Soho and it was 2 a.m. and everything had kicked out.
Oh, my God. What a turn of events.
I know. I couldn't book a... There was no taxis I could book, right?
Yeah.
I was like... I'm going to have to get a fucking night bus after doing the Palladium.
Did you get the night bus?
Well, astonishingly, Rob.
Tuck, tuck.
That would have cost more money than filming the DVD.
Well, well done, mate. That was a tough week.
What a week.
You done well there.
Yeah, I'm knackered, though, Rob. I'm absolutely knackered.
Have you got a busy week this week?
I'm doing...
Easter holiday soon.
I'm doing a corporate and crew tonight.
Fucking hell.
I know.
Off to crew. Nice little drive to crew. Well done, Josh, for getting through
that. Getting the train to crew, Rob.
Oh, you love a train. It's quick. It's a weirdly quick train journey to crew.
So quick to get to crew. I might as well just be...
We're so boring. We're so boring. Why are we so boring?
Because we're old, Rob.
Chester's nice. I was in Chester last week.
Oh,
so
what a
small.
Lovely city, isn't it?
It's basically a small York, but they don't like
it
you
is,
saying
isn't
that.
It?
They hate that. No, they hated it. But I went for a walk for half an hour and I took in the river, a suspension bridge, Chester Racecourse, a canal, the city walls, and then back to the river again. I was like, I think it's too small.
I love a city wall. I love a city wall.
Yeah, they've got a good one.
Can you walk on the Chester city wall?
Yeah, you can. It's quite narrow, but you can. Yeah, Chester, Canterbury, York, big up the city wall cities.
Yeah, York, I'd say, is my favourite city. There you go. How's your week?
Well, don't tell the people of Chester that. How's the week been? Yeah, it's not too bad. I would say, oh, that, on that hospital thing, but we were putting up, we didn't put off the girls going into Seelu, but they were a lot better once they saw her in the hospital because they were getting quite anxious, I think, about how she was because they hadn't seen her. And it was all funny. My four-year-old was like, oh, mummy seems okay. Because she was like, a lot better. She was on the right medicine and stuff. And then she went, oh, I thought mummy was going to look, and did this sort of zombie face and it cracked me. So actually, I think they're better off seeing where like their parent is rather than just distracting them from it.
Yes.
And I was sort of trying to engage with their feelings where the eldest was going, I miss mummy. And before I was going, well, don't worry, we're going to go to, you know, we're going to go to the shops and get a toy.
Let them have that feeling, haven't you?
And I was like, and so what I started doing was going, yeah, I miss mummy too. And actually calmed her more because she was like, I'm not feeling mad. I do, oh, that's all right. We're all missing mummy. That's okay to miss mummy. So that helped a little bit. So if anyone else has got going through a similar thing, I found that massively helped. But that's a serious bit of the week. Do you want to hear what's going on in our house?
Yeah.
I woke up a bit itchy and then I convinced myself I had a new mole.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no, I've got a new mole, right? And then, but then I found a picture of me with my top off and I zoomed in and it was an old mole. That's how I found out it was an old mole.
That is pathetic. Where's this picture from?
Well, it's from a digital camera we've got that when I was working it out, seeing if it worked properly, and Lou took a photo of me and had my top off, which was not very kind.
You remembered this and you're like, I've got that photo on the digital camera.
Yeah, and I zoomed in and it wasn't. But, we're doing a photo shoot on Wednesday.
Oh, God, we are.
I'm having much luck with the parenting ill photo shoots. That one in The Guardian, remember that one?
That one in The Guardian was genuinely harrowing.
Oh, I'm not a big fan. I did a photo shoot last week with Romesh and they tried to make us look cool. At one point, I had to do the Rockefeller symbol and they took a photo through my hands.
Oh, my God.
It was mental.
Do they know who they're photo shooting?
Yeah, I said that. And they wanted me to sort of crouch low and have a picture, but it just looked... Anyway, it's not... Oh, I don't know what they all look like. But I think they were trying to make us look a bit like hip-hop. But that's all right with Romesh. He can get away with that. I can't. Yeah. I'm more Westwood than, you know, West Side. Yeah.
I've got a parenting issue, Rob.
What's your parenting issue?
So my daughter did this, but my son now does it.
Right.
Which is that his preferred position now in the pram is he lies basically horizontal out of the pram like he's dead. I'm trying to find a picture of it here.
What, to the side?
Yeah.
So is this like a pram or
like a chair in a push, like a chair on it, like a chair on wheels pram?
A push chair.
A push chair. A push chair.
A chair you push.
Yeah. Like a it's that one you fold up and you can put in the
That one, the little yo-yo one.
The yo-yo. So he's strapped in, but he hangs out. Let me find a picture.
While you're finding that picture, this is quite funny with the girls, because they've been missing their mum loads and been going, oh, I don't like you, daddy, I want mummy back and all that, because she was in hospital. When she come back, Lou was like, no, girls, you need to do your teeth. And I was like, why are you so mean to me? And then I went, the grass isn't always greener, isn't it? Look who's back, laying down the law. Gutted. Mug. Yes. Come on.
I've sent you the picture.
All right, okay, so they're hanging out. We can put this on them. Also, we need to put that picture up of you when you were unwell.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you send me that as well. Right, you sent me the picture, yeah? Oh, here it is. I've got it. Oh, like that. That's actually quite dangerous.
Yeah, so he's properly sticking out. So he's just falling out the pram to the left. That's his preferred position of sitting.
So he doesn't sway between the middle and there. He will hang there for the whole...
He'll just hang there for the whole journey.
And your daughter
eyes
did that
open.
As well.
And my daughter did that as well. And I was in Londis the other day, Rob, and this guy, he's about 15, he stopped me and he said, your son's fallen out of the pram. And I'm like, I had to explain, I'm like, well, no, that's actually how he travels. And you just, it's really difficult in Londis as well because you're going down the aisles and they're quite tight and you're like, you're trying not to take his head out on like a packet of, you know, crunchy nut cornflakes or whatever.
Could you tighten the straps to stop him doing that? Or does he get the ump because he can't?
He prefers this. And it's totally fine. So you're like,
I think you got, as long as you're aware and you're not banging his head, it's fine if he's happy.
But you just feel like a mug when you're walking along the street. You can see people looking at you.
Yeah, I think as well, because they'll go, oh, isn't that that bloke? Isn't that skinny bloke that had done his stand-up special on GB News? but they will look at you and give you because people would look at you anyway if your kid's doing that. But then they go, oh, it's that Josh bloke.
Oh, God, he is a bad dad. He is a bad dad.
He is a
bad
dad.
I thought he would be. And he is a bad dad.
That's weird. I don't know if anyone else's kids have done that, but that is odd, isn't it?
Yeah, if anyone's got any, whether that happened to them or anything like that, do send them in, because it'd make me feel better about the whole situation.
Josh, we do have a few things to make clear on the podcast. We had lots of correspondence from a couple of things. One about your feet growing. In pregnancy, there's been so many messages about feet growing. So Michael said, please don't send any more, right? Because we know. Basically, hello to the most sexy and relatable comics. My son Travis is now one, and my shoe size remains one whole size larger than pre-pregnancy. My brother, who did an S&C degree, I don't know what that means, strength and conditioning? I don't know. Masters informed me that there is a muscle called the plantar fascia situated under your foot, which can get stretched due to the weight of carrying a baby. This reduces the arch height in your foot and then in turn makes your feet bigger. This made total sense, and I'm sorry to categorise, but most mothers can no longer wear heels post-pregnancy. It is down to the weight we gain during pregnancy. The smaller the arch, the more painful it is to wear heels. One of my passions was very nice shoes, which I collected for over a few years, and I cannot afford to replace my beautiful shoes that no longer fit me. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I hope my husband hears this and helps to replace them, because I'm owed a bunch of shoes as it takes two to tangle. Many thanks, Courtney. I've got an idea. What about shoe swapping website, which is going to be inundated with perverts?
That's going to create all kinds of issues there, Rob, but there we go.
If you collect shoes and you're a six and you find someone and you've gone up to a seven, you find someone that was a seven up to an eight or vice whatever
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. You get a long string and everyone's happy except the one person at the top.
No, it's difficult, because if you'll be able to find someone whose feet have gone up from five. Say you're as a six, you're up to seven. You can find someone that was a five that's now a six, but you need to find someone that was
a seven who's now an eight.
Yeah.
Everyone will find the one person that will help them, but then there'll be someone who's a 12 who's gone up to a 13 or whatever.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Ponzi scheme. But yeah, look, because Lou, also as well, this is what Lou said about it, which I don't know, the email seemed a lot more official from Courtney. Lou said, I thought it was your feet don't grow, it's the relaxing hormone which makes all your bones move around so the baby can get out. Your bones spread out more. That's how you get injuries in pregnancy, because your joints are all stretchy. That's why your hips get wider after childbirth. The joints get stretchy and stretch out, which doesn't seem as scientific from Lou.
No, your body relaxing doesn't seem like that's...
But I think relaxin's a hormone. There's a type of hormone called relaxin. It's not relaxing.
Oh, God, I could do with some. I'll tell you that for free, mate.
get some hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, relaxin is a hormone produced by the ovary and the placenta with important effects in the female reproductive system. It relaxes the ligaments, not the bones. Ligaments in the pelvis and softens and widens the cervix.
Right.
So sometimes that doesn't always click back
feet?
In.
Why the feet?
Well, I think that must be the weight. So I think Lou's got confused. With the hips, they get wider because the ligaments are relaxed due to that hormone, and then your feet, the arch basically stretches out. So your feet don't really get bigger. They just sort of get straight. Like a dough, like pizza.
Yeah, flatter.
Basically, pre-pregnancy, classic base. Post-pregnancy, Romana.
Yes, okay.
It's the same amount of dough stretched out.
Yeah.
Is that clear to people now?
I still don't believe that about Romanas.
It feels like there's more dough.
It feels like there's more dough.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that. If they're telling you it's the same dough, that if it was more dough, they will tell you about it, because they're already charging you more.
Yeah, but why are they charging you more? Because of more toppings, I suppose.
Or man hours to roll it out.
Man hours to spin it a bit more.
And extra toppings. I reckon it's the same toppings.
Do you think it's the same amount of toppings?
I think there should be some sort of Romana loyalty club you can have.
Do you know what? I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a Romana and I'm going to buy a normal pizza.
Count the toppings.
And I'm going to count all the toppings and I'm going to weigh the dough.
Please do that.
Shall I do that? Shall we do that next week? Next record? Shall I do that live?
You are never going to do that, but I'd love it. Yeah,
when are we recording? I don't think I can order a Pizza Express at this time in the morning. When are we next recording?
Oh, we're recording at 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning. You can order it the night before.
Why don't I order it the night before? Because I'm in. It's the first Friday I'm in for 10 weeks because of last leg.
Right.
So next week, it is our promise, on next week's Tuesday episode, I will do a live... topping count and weighing.
Yeah, and then you could always just warm them up and have them for lunch that day.
Exactly.
Is this going to be in the episode?
It's got to be, hasn't it? You can't make a promise like this and then cut back.
It feels like we should be getting paid by Pizza Express for this.
Yeah, well, if Pizza Express want to provide the... Oh, no, because we're annoyingly, we're recording the next one before this one goes out, Rob.
Yeah, I know, but no, don't worry about it. They're all right.
Well, I'll surprise you with the pizzas. I'll surprise you with the pizzas.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think, what ones... What
do you
ones,
want dough balls?
Dough balls. It's always the same amount of dough balls. We don't need dough balls.
That's just nice, aren't they?
Yeah, but I'm not going to be with you in eating it.
Oh, yeah, good point.
What is this on Zoom? Oh, we've got loads of oldest and youngest listeners, which we can do. Yeah. Should we do that on Friday?
Should we do that on Friday?
Yeah, and I'll tell you about developments on the school run. But before that, I've got this sleep timer on podcast. Again, loads of people have messaged in. I didn't know this, Josh. You can set a timer on your phone so you won't wake up to scary podcasts.
Oh, what? So you only listen to so much podcast?
Yeah, so basically you press sleep after this episode.
Oh, how do you do that?
So if I don't know about all things, but if you're listening on Apple Podcasts,
yeah.
If you're looking at on the podcast, and then bottom right is the three little dots and square. Yeah. So click on the episode, right? Ignore the three little dots, scroll down, and underneath the three little dots is sleep timer.
Oh, look at that.
And you can pick how long it is so you don't wake up to scary stuff.
Oh,
you know.
Do you know what the worst would be? You're struggling to sleep, you put on a podcast.
Yeah.
You put on your sleep timer. And then you're still awake when it clicks off.
Oh, that is bad. Or you don't do your sweet time and you wake up to off menu and it's a couple of pricks talking about garlic bread.
Do you know what? They'll be fucking livid when they find out we're weighing a Romana base. Talk about parking our tanks on their lawn.
Anyway, yeah, so you could do a sleep timer on podcast. Also, as well, on your music apps as well, because Lou listens to spa music, right? To go to bed, like that sort of calming music. But she has it on out loud rather than headphones, which is fine. I don't mind it. But then I came in late the other night when I come back from Chester, about 2 a.m, and it had gone on to some other random... It was like two cats fighting. I don't know what it was. But you can do it on there as well. So don't email in anymore. But thanks for that.
Thank you. And
this is a great falling asleep to a podcast related parent... Falling asleep to a podcast-related parenting fail. Very official email title.
That's exactly our remit.
That's our genre. This is from Claire. Hi, Rob and Josh. I'm listening to your last episode, and Rob is talking about waking up to the True Crime podcast. I frequently listen to True Crime to get to sleep, and I have my phone synced to my Bluetooth headphones. That is mental. That's too much.
That is mad.
I like a true crime, but not when you're sleeping. No. I just so happened to be listening to one, and I'd fallen asleep. My 7-year-old woke me up to tell me there was a man talking about a woman who kills children in his room.
Oh my God. I was confused.
No, it's all fine. It's all fine. Completely forgetting what I'd been listening to. Took him back to his room and my podcast has somehow synced to my son's Alexa in his room.
So he was in fact listening to the story of a notorious child killer.
Oh my God. I think that's the worst parenting you can do.
Yeah, that is genuine. That is awful.
I don't mean to feel worse than you do, but that is
dreadful. That's the worst parenting we've ever heard.
I don't need to feel bad about that. That is the worst thing we've ever heard. In 2 years of talking about parenting fails, Claire, with no I, just C-L-A-R-E, that is bad, but we forgive you. I think it's only really bad parenting if you insist that he listens.
Yes.
And accidents happen.
Yes.
You know. Do you want to do a small business shout-out?
Yeah, or
do
why not?
Should we save oldest and youngest for Friday?
Yeah, that's something to look forward to. God, we're trailing some things. Friday, we've got oldest and youngest. Then next Tuesday, we're weighing some pizzas.
It's non-stop. Small business shout-outs. Oh, this is from Liv. I'm just listening to a recent podcast where you discuss high chairs. My friend has a small business where you can make your IKEA high chairs more aesthetically pleasing. Oh, that's a good idea. If that's something people are interested in doing. She also does lovely bibs and cutlery for weaning too. Her IG is at Grey Fox Designs, and it's G-R-E-Y, Grey Fox Designs. That's nice because it can make it a bit prettier because they're a bit bland, aren't they? The IKEA high chairs. So basically, she pimps up. They look great.
Oh, that's good. That's cool. A good idea.
Oh, they look really cool. Well, that's a good one. That Grey Fox Designs. If you want to pimp up an IKEA high chair or get some bibs and cutlery.
Do you want someone from the north, Rob? Because it's too southeast centric.
Yes, please.
Hi, guys. Please give the shout out to my husband's small business, Always Plastered. He can be found on Facebook and is a plasterer who fits amazing bathrooms. He covers County Durham, Newcastle, and many surrounding areas. And if you don't believe they're northern, Rob, she adds, it's a mint business name. and the van stands out a mile on local roads. Give him a shout out for any work you want done. Love the podcast. Can't wait to listen to the teenage years, as that is the phase we're currently living through. Joanne Atkinson, County Durham. Always plastered.
Always plastered. Okay,
it is
enough.
A mint business name.
It is great. Mint. Absolutely mint, man. Oh, mate, that is mint.
I wish I had accents in my locker.
Oh, a can of Fanta. Can I say a can of Fanta? Have we done this before, have you?
Yeah, can't.
Why, hey, man. Oh, yeah, we were at you. That was Scottish, actually.
That was,
I think.
Yeah, that was too much.
Yeah, I went too far north for that. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back on Friday with another celeb interview.
See you then. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
I'll tell you what's upset me now. Why is it £2.50 to cross the Dartford Crossing? It's a bridge. You know, you shouldn't have to pay £2.50 to cross a bridge. I'd rather swim. And also, why do you get fined when you forget to pay it? You have to remember to pay it. You are getting fined for failing a memory test. It should be illegal.
I tell you what I can't stand. Loud typists in cafes on trains. How hard do you need to hit the keyboard? Sounds like you're smashing it with a sledgehammer. What about people that run down the park with their prams? What are you doing? yoga in public. Stop it.
These are the sort of things that upset us. And we talk about them on our podcast, What's Upset You Now, which is back every Tuesday and Thursday. We have a guest on every Tuesday, and previous guests have included
Ramesh Ranganathan, Catherine Ryan, Jack D,
Rob Beckett, Stuart Lee, Mark Lamar. Out every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you usually get your podcast, What's Upset You Now is back.